Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Swarmcast podcast still here at Scarab 2019, and I have sitting at the table with me, Miriam. How's it going, Miriam?
It's going great. I'm here at Scarab.
So what game are we going to be talking about right now?
I just played Pajaggle.
Okay. Have you played Pajaggle before this?
I watched some people play it last year, but I didn't jump in, and this year it was the first thing I did.
Oh, very cool. Well, why don't you tell me something good about Pajaggle?
What was cool about it is there were several things. Mm-hmm. You can play it on different levels, and you can make it harder for yourself by, you know, timing it, or you can make it easy on yourself and just play casually. You can play in a solo game. You can play with pairs. You can get teams together and do different things. So it's very versatile.
Okay. And Pajaggle is, and that's a game where you basically are taking shapes and you're trying to put them back in their
It reminded me a little bit of the old Perfection, but
yeah,
it was more complicated.
Right. I always thought about that too. Because that's the one that used to have a timer and it would pop all the pieces out.
Right. This one doesn't startle you, but
right.
You're welcome to put the timer on. It does come with a timer, so that was cool.
That's true. It does.
I liked the case also. The board slid out of box and all the pieces are stored inside. So I was looking at it from a school librarian point of view.
Oh, okay.
That when students come, they get rewards, and if one of the rewards they can use is to come to the library and play games, and that would be a really good self-contained game for students to play by themselves or in a pair when they come in pairs, and it would, you know, be appropriate for several grade levels. Without me having to really explain anything. So it was really independent.
And the makers of Pajaggle, they have many different colors of the pieces and the boards themselves.
Yeah, they had one iteration of the game where they said if you had more than one set and they're different colors, you could play against each other on the same board.
Uh-huh.
And it reminded my son of Splatoon, video game.
Okay.
Where you're kind of battling for territory. Right. So.
Yeah, okay. I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah. So it was, I can see myself using it in the library from several different situations. It would be very versatile.
Okay. Well, why don't you now tell us something bad about Pajaggle?
If you see what it is and it's not for you, then it's just not for you. Otherwise, I didn't see anything negative about it. If you look at it and it looks like something you might want to play, like it's something that you always will find something to do with. Like I said, the versatility means it can grow with your kids, or if you're a child, it'll grow with you. And it's portable, so I really don't see anything negative about it. I don't know if maybe it's a party game that people would get super excited about, but it doesn't last very long, you know, just a couple minutes here and there.
Yeah,
but you know, all of that is very obvious when you're looking at it. So. You know, if that doesn't appeal to you, you wouldn't get it anyway.
Right. Well, is there anything you want to tell us about Pajaggle that goes into our other category? You've kind of covered a lot of ground there, so.
I'm not known for not covering my bases. I talk a lot.
That's fine. Well, in that case, thank you, Miriam, for coming to the booth and talking to us about Pajaggle.
Great. Well, thanks for having me on, and it's great to be here.
Yeah, and I hope you have a lot more fun at Scarab 2019.
Guaranteed.
It was our board game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.